trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
Always drink your water. Best advice I can give you. Always drink your water. Stay hydrated. What do you got in that cup?
This is normally water. There's nothing in it yet. But this is what I was telling you about.
What?
Stainless steel. You know, like I was telling you about. What?
Give it. Let me see it.
You're not supposed to keep refilling water bottles because you get...
Because I've done this for like 3 weeks
yes,
now?
Yes, you get gook and
yeah, gook.
Stuff in there. They tell you don't do it.
I don't want gook.
That stuff is clean. Stainless steel. You clean. Look inside there. There's nothing accumulating in there. Very clean.
How much did that cost you?
I don't know, $2.99.
What fool sold you that?
$2.99
at the 2.99 cent store.
No, at TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx?
Yeah, they have those. You know,
they have water bottles?
Yeah, they have athletic gear and stuff. It's a good deal.
Who knew? Hey, are you showing it to the fans?
I am, and you know, I see I got my hat on because I thought the coat. I put these up. I put my winter coat and I put my hat up. And that was bad
already?
Luck. I did. I put it up. I have other jackets that are a little lighter than a winter coat.
Don't you know better that it's not over yet?
I thought it was over.
Quick little story. It was 31 years ago today, tax day, right? This is April 15th. Get your taxes in by midnight. You got 5 hours, 4 hours and 57 minutes to be exact. That Milt Wilcox.
Mark, if you owe money, if you're getting a refund, there's no deadline for you.
You still have to file, though, Rob.
No, you don't. There's no penalty. No, you don't. If you're getting a refund, it just prolongs your refund
right.
Coming in. But there's no
but
penalty.
But you have to send in the thing.
There's no penalty if you're getting a refund.
Yeah, well, you put up a red flag to the IRS
I'm
and you
just,
don't send it
but
in.
But I'm just telling you, there is no. Mark, what penalty if they owe you money? What is the penalty?
I don't know what the penalty might be. But the red flag goes up for future use. I just wouldn't.
Mark, you know
chance
what?
Fate.
I hear you and I understand and don't get me
every
wrong.
Every American has to file a tax thing, obviously with certain, you know, restrictions in terms of how much money you make and whatnot. But even if you're getting a refund, you have to file your taxes by the 15th. If it's to file the paperwork by the 15th. Tax chick, 16 years, dude. Come on.
Somebody.
One thing I got. It's the only thing I got knowledge of.
Mark, I'm. If you're getting a refund, you don't.
I think you
said no, you don't.
Yeah, you got to file. You got to file by the.
Somebody's 15th. Driving, and they're gonna call up and tell you. I understand.
You can not
Mark,
do
I,
it.
I understand
and...
the deadline. I do understand it. Don't get me wrong. 3 out of 4 people get refunds. 3 out of 4. Did you know that? Huh? He got 27, but Ryan says he got $27. Very, very nice.
Good for you.
Hey, it's better than owing $27.
You're supposed to put some kind of paperwork in
Mark,
by the
15th. I get it. Okay? I get that, but there's no penalty.
I don't know if there's a financial penalty.
If there's no penalty, tell me what the deadline is if there's no penalty.
I just told you, listening to me, you put up the red flag for future reference. So in other words, in the future, you'd be more apt to get audited,
Mark.
If you don't file by the 15th,
you're living in the elitist world. Okay,
no, actually,
yes, you
quite,
are.
Quite the
yes,
opposite.
You are. No, and what I mean by that is, most people in this country don't have deductions. Most people do the easy form,
right?
And there is no, there's just adding up numbers. There's no looking through Mark
correct,
and
right.
seeing about donations
standard
and seeing there's standard deductions. Mm-hmm. People don't have sheets and. When I file an income tax, you want to see it's like a mini book. You
no,
know what
most
I mean?
People, we always say this, most people aren't in the stock market.
They don't have.
And have no deductions.
And have no deductions.
But even if you're filing an easy 1040 or a 1040, you have to still send the paper in by the 15th, by midnight on the 15th.
248-848-1130. Somebody will just
it is taxing. What was my point on this?
I don't know.
31 years ago, Milt Wilcox was throwing the perfect game against the White Sox in Chicago, so it was an hour later in Chicago, and everybody was watching the game until like 11:45 when Jerry Hairston finally broke up the no-hitter slash perfect game with a single with two outs in the ninth inning. And the story goes that, you know, people have been watching the game all night. So then they ran out at 11:45 to go get the thing in by midnight, and there was like 6 inches of snow on the ground. It had been a blizzard from the time that the ball game began to the time that they ran out to file their taxes.
So how come the wife couldn't go, as if she was glued to the set? She couldn't go
to the post
office?
You know
what?
It wasn't. I think these were single people that I was talking to, so they were there was no wife involved.
Okay, I understand
that. These were
that. Lonely. I understand it. Everything I have to do on my own.
But
so
that
I
was
got
tax
it.
Day, 1983, when Milt Wilcox had the perfect game against the White Sox, broken up with two outs in the ninth.
I'm curious, and I'm not saying that you're supposed to file today, but I don't.
You're actually telling people, hey, you know what?
No, I didn't say that. That's not what I'm saying. There is no penalty.
Does John have an answer?
No, right here, John. Just talk right here.
No, that doesn't work. We're using that for this.
From our friends at Intuit, the makers of TurboTax, if you have a refund coming from the IRS, as about 3 out of 4 taxpayers do every year, there is no penalty for failing to file your taxes by the deadline.
Thank you very much.
Hold on.
We're not done yet.
Even if you don't ask for an extension, as noted below, the penalty for filing late is a percentage of the tax owed. And with that return, 100% of zero is zero. But you still have to file by the 15th.
There's no penalty. You just said it. What are these? Are these people tax people?
Might be. Could be.
What are they?
Let's
do we know EP?
Let's try Dave in Royal Oak. Hi, Dave. You're on Sports Tonight with Parker DeMann, back of the fan. What's up, Dave?
Hey, brother. That just took my thunder.
So,
I
Dave,
have nothing left to say.
What were you going to say? You're going to say that there is no penalty.
Right. 100% is zero, zero. You know, if you got money coming back, you're still going to get money coming back.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be late and play with the government.
No. I mean, and why would you be late if you're going to get your money back? Most people file early, even pay a percentage to some of these companies to get it even faster.
I've never
ridiculous.
Heard a person usually say, you know what, the hell with the refund.
No.
Wait till October.
But I'm just saying, like, 3 out of 4 people, are you getting a refund, Dave?
Oh, man, I haven't gotten a refund in so long, I don't know how to spell it.
I'll tell you one thing. It was a rude awakening for me, and I'm going to be
1099 in?
No. The rude awakening was when I got married. Well, I went from getting so much money back to owing. I mean, I was like, what a bad deal
you
this is.
You got a lot of 1099 numbers.
Yeah, but
like you didn't pay quarterlies.
But it was bad. I just got to pay.
Well, you're supposed to pay quarterlies.
That's nice. Well, Dave, thanks for the info, bud.
All right, brothers.
Appreciate it. Yep. Thank you, bud.
I never questioned about the penalty on.
I know there's no
back.
Penalty on a refund.
Is this? It's Newman. Hi, Newman.
Mark Wilson, how are you, my man?
Is this my Newman?
It is.
Hello, Newman.
That's right. You know what? Unfortunately, you owe Rob a big apology.
Why?
Because you don't have to. If you've got a refund coming back, you don't ever have to file that thing.
You don't.
No.
Newman, I don't. I tax check 16 years. I've
Mark,
never heard that.
You don't. If they.
Mark, I'm a financial advisor by trade. Advise clients all the time. If you've got a refund coming back, you're good to go.
You don't have to send any paperwork in on the 15th.
No,
you don't.
And you're not more apt to getting an audit down the line if you do later.
No, I'll tell you what. An audit is a crapshoot anyway.
Well, that's true. Now it is.
It's really consistent with, you know, if they see something like 2 consecutive years. Then you've increased your audit chances. Right now, it's a spin of the dice.
You know what? I'll tell you this, Newman. I got audited. Mark, I told Mark this. And you know why I got audited? It was very simple. When my accountant did the figures of the expenses or whatever, you know what they came out to? They came out to exactly $12,000, whatever the number was in that thing, was exactly. So when they see an even number like $12,000, there's no way that they're going to believe. They think that's
a
made-up number.
You need to fudge that a little
You need
bit.
To make it $11,951.13.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean? So that's a red flag.
That's exactly what it is. When you see stuff like that, it's like, wait a minute, that's just too neat. It's like when somebody puts $400 that they donated to Salvation Army worth of clothing.
You know, to me, it's always been a tricky thing because, you know, having been around a tax chick so long, and she always encourages paperwork going in on the 15th. I mean, you're absolutely right about not getting a penalty. You're just stupid for not getting your money if you have a refund
no,
coming.
No, I agree with that.
And, and then the people that don't file when they owe the government need to at least send the check in. And then you can send the paperwork in. One of those two things.
Or you send an extension. You know, you get an extension.
Or file the extension.
Right.
Even if you file the extension, you still have to send
sign
in
the check.
Check.
Right, correct.
For what the estimated tax bill will be.
The extension really is for the people who are getting money back.
Right.
Unless you're ready to
send
the money.
Well, not unless you don't have what you call it. If you don't have it, you could file an extension, and then you're going to pay a penalty. But if you don't have it, you don't have it. You can't write a check that's no good.
Well, that's a different deal, too.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
We're talking about a different human being there who can't afford to pay their taxes.
Exactly, and there are plenty of people like that in this
day
and age.
Aren't there ever? So, Newman has seen it.
Hey, Newman, thanks a lot. I'm glad that you backed me up, even though you're Mark's guy. I understand.
You know what, Rob? I'm really your guy.
Thank you.
Because there's no better hot dog guy than you.
There you go.
Look, Newman knows your hot dogs.
Newman, there you go. You're the best. Thanks, buddy.
See you guys. Love the show.
All right. 248.
Goodbye, Newman.
848-1130, Mark. We got a busy show. Let's get started, okay?
All right, look. We got the tax thing going on. This is craziness now. There's no ball game tonight. In fact, there's now four games canceled in the majors because of this inclement weather.
You know, John Davis, our buddy, who you heard a little while ago, he was heading out downtown because he wanted to see all the Tigers wear, for the first time, the Jackie Robinson 42 for every player.
Can you model it for us, please?
Yeah,
he's wearing it tonight.
Yeah, he's got it on.
It's the road 42.
The camera's over here.
Nothing better than seeing John Davis model in here.
Over here, right here, John.
See that camera?
turn around so they can see the back. Go on Mark's side where that camera is.
Oh, yeah, come over here and hang with me.
Come on, Mark, so you can see the back.
Is that? I can't see it now, so you tell
me.
Come over to me.
All right, there you go.
See, number 42.
John actually has a 42 Jackie Robinson.
How much did they bilk you for that?
Road jersey.
That's got to
be $200. It's stitched.
$325?
No, it was close to.
Couple of bills.
It was worth it. It's a good-looking jersey. Good-looking jersey. Hey, stop talking without a mic.
Stop talking without a mic,
They
John.
Actually wanted $1,600 for.
What are you talking about?
For a couple players. Actual jerseys. That's it. Not this year.
Well, how would you even know the difference?
Well, wait a minute. So
it's in the stitching. It's in the stitching. The player's number.
What?
So does that come, Mark? I mean, John. Does that come with a woman and a box of chocolate? $1,600 and a cigarette. I mean,
what's in the
kidding?
Stitching? I don't get the stitching thing.
No, the players they have.
It looks like a prison number.
Player number.
Yeah.
Size.
Was that Cecil Fielder's 45?
No.
Casey Crosby?
Well,
that's a big,
This is actually Casey Crosby's jersey?
Yes.
John, you're killing
they
me.
They sell them. They do.
They sell Casey Crosby, do they? Casey Crosby?
Well, remember, he was set down a couple days before.
John, you're killing me. I don't know what you're talking about. You actually purchased a Casey Crosby, Jackie Robinson 42.
They're game-worn. Yes, they're game-worn jerseys. That they sell.
You're looking at me like I'm the dumb one.
Mark, because you haven't walked on the main concourse, that's what they sell.
I know, but I haven't walked to the main concourse at Comerica Park.
To the left, that's what they sell.
Yeah,
never
Casey
seen
Crosby? Why don't I want his jersey?
Because it wasn't used.
I don't want his jersey with his name on it like a real Casey Crosby jersey. Why would I want a Casey Crosby 42? You can't explain it well enough.
Thank you.
Casey Crosby.
Gary, very nice. Thank you.
Was that like the cheapest one there was? Is that why you bought it?
That was one of the.
Okay, all right. So that's why.
Well, for two bills, I mean, I couldn't see
that's
paying more than
1600?
That. John, if you talk one more time without being in front of a mic.
As compared to 1600.
Well, I wouldn't pay 16. I don't know. I guess I'm in a fog here. I wouldn't pay a nickel for any of these jerseys, but I get it. You wanted a Tiger.
That's a nice jersey.
It's a nice jersey.
And
you wanted the 42.
And especially,
but can't you just get that at the Tiger store? You cannot.
No.
They don't sell that 42 Detroit.
No, because the last player to wear 42 for the Tigers was
Butch Husky. I don't know. He was the Mets last 42 or something.
Rob's guy.
Who?
Sheffield.
Chef wore 42?
Chef wore 42?
Yeah.
Thought Chef wore 3. Thought he wore Trammell's number.
Yeah, he wore 3, didn't he?
No, he wore 42.
I don't
know. Well, Jackie Robinson did.
I think he wore three. Yeah.
Because that was the controversy at the time that he, before Kinsler, actually took
Trammell's. I don't know
how
they gave Kinsler.
Alan Trammell's number.
Yeah, I mean, talk about disrespect. All right, Mark, it is now time for the official Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Oh.
Hank Aaron time check.
Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
And since it's 7:15, we should say happy Passover to our Jewish friends tonight. From all of us here at Detroit's 1130 WDFM, The Fan, it is Passover. Last night, of course, it started. Now it's Passover.
I've always felt a part of the...
Fernando Rodney, not Hernandez.
Is it Fernando?
Fernando Rodney wore 42. Right?
I always feel like, Mark, like one of the chosen people. Because, you know, when I was in high school, I was always passed over by the girls. What?
All right, coming up, look, Nick Stauskas made his decision. He was sitting there.
Oh, no, he said that he didn't. Oh, they had it wrong on the website in Canada. They said he was coming out a week ago. He said, no decision has been made. Now, all of a sudden, dude, come on,
He was sitting there at GR3 in Ann Arbor today next to John Beilein, had a big press conference. Stauskas is, he gone. Glenn Robinson III, he gone. They all gone. And John Beilein couldn't have been happier. Put on a nice... happy face today.
Yeah, but I saw hair falling out as he was.
Well, that may be, but you know what? It's a smart move.
His hair was just falling out during the press conference.
It's a smart move by Beilein because this is a great recruiting tool.
But that's how you attract people.
Exactly.
If you put up an angry face and you don't have a press
bitter
conference
beer face
on campus or any of that, people remember that. Say, I don't want to play for that guy because when the time comes and I'm ready to bounce, he's going to be unhappy.
And also, congratulations to all of Metro Detroit. Since we set the seasonal snow record last night with 3.1 inches at Metro, 94.8 breaks the mark from 1881. Give it up to all of you good Metro Detroit people for breaking the seasonal snow mark. I didn't think we could make it, people, but you went out there and you got it done.
This is what you call, Mark, a black snowstorm. Do you know that? This winter.
All I know is a whiteout. I don't know about a blackout.
No, it was a black snowstorm. I'm talking about the whole winter. Because when you're talking about 94 inches...
Hi, my name's Mark. Welcome to the show. The guy across from me is a guy who is now planning.
Even Andrea's laughing. She's laughing back.
Poor Andrea. She's already had to sit through 17 minutes of this.
She said, what? What did he just say? All right.
Guy across from me is a guy who is now planning to be at weekend 2 of Coachella. He and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Did you see his stomach? How big he's got?
Leo?
Yeah.
He got nothing to do. You know, he's taking some time off, so he's getting fat.
He's getting fat.
He and Leo DiCaprio are going halvesies on a pup tent, glow sticks, and 4 bottles of Boone's Farm Country Quencher. Did you know that? That's exactly what he's doing.
Unbelievable.
4 bottles of Boone's Farm Country Quencher at the Coachella. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
Hey, it is Sports Night with Parker the Man, Rob Parker, along with the man Mark Wilson on this Tuesday, and we'll talk about what kind of a Tuesday it is coming up. Of course, EP... Gary and Nick and his video streaming minions back there as well. Ryan and Andrea, part of the sales team, is all on the other side of the glass.
What up?
And our buddy, John Davis, hanging out with us for a little bit in the studio.
Looking good in that 42,
and you know
Fernando
what, Mark?
Rodney.
It is tonight. It is a trash-talking Twitter Tuesday.
Well, I don't care what you all say. If you're in 4 hours and 41 minutes, don't get your taxes in. The cops come right over your house and you're gone.
There you go.
You're in jail. That's the end of it. So just get it in by midnight and be done with it and be happy.
I guess all the debate and talk right now, Mark, is about Glenn Robinson III. Did he make a mistake? Should he have stayed at Michigan or should he go? Where are you on
you
that?
You brought it up yesterday.
248-848-1130.
His father was a big, high
big-time
pick.
Big-time player.
Big-time guy. He was two-time a Big Ten player of the year at Purdue.
Wasn't he number one pick?
Number one overall pick by the Milwaukee Bucks. And Gary gave me a great stat about the Milwaukee Bucks. Since they lost to Toronto last night, the Milwaukee Bucks are the first team in NBA history in an 82-game season, not a strike-shortened season, to not have a consecutive win streak.
Wow.
No back-to-back wins this year. They never won 2 in a row.
That's pretty amazing.
Because they can't do it tonight. They lost last night
right,
to Toronto.
So that's
tonight's
it.
The finale.
They won an entire season.
For even the 9-73 Philadelphia 76ers.
Had a two-game winning streak.
Had two of them.
Wow.
Had two two-game winning streaks, and one involved the Pistons. They beat the Bucks and the Pistons back-to-back one night. in 1973. But the Milwaukee Bucks, congratulations to John Hammond. Congratulations to Larry Drew. And John Hammond had a quote. You want to hear what it was?
What's that?
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Why is he blaming Obama?
Because everybody blames him for everything. So even that's his fault.
All right, 248-848-1130. What do you think? And also with the Nick Stauskas thing, I wish I could put my finger and tell you for sure he's going to be this NBA player. I've seen so many guys come out who can knock down baskets in college and can't get a shot off in the NBA. I mean, if you would have told me that Adam Morrison, Mark, would have been a bum, a total bust, or Jimmer Fredette, right, who was another guy everybody thought, wow, these guys wind up being nothing.
Well, that's not the question, though. The question becomes, is he going to get better in the next 2 years? Or is he good enough now? In other words, if you can't say it, it's not a question of whether he'll be able to make it in the NBA. He has to come out at some point, whether it's on his graduation year.
Right, right.
So the question becomes, would Stauskas have been better by staying at Michigan? Or has he gotten so good and good enough for in his mind for an NBA draft? Is he peaked? And if he's peaked, he better come out now, because a first-round pick still makes guaranteed cheese.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, I've had so many arguments with people. The onus has to be on the general managers, not the kids. Stop it. Stop blaming the kids about they should stay in. When they put out a draft list, Mark, and you're on the top 30, which is guaranteed cheese, right, a three-year contract, who looks at a list and says, oh, I'm on this list, but I'm not ready? Oh, really? The people who run the league say, I'm ready, I'm on the list, right? How could the onus not be? It doesn't make any sense.
All right,
people
save
that
immaterial. We're going to be hitting this thing fast, hard, and strong, and then doing some trashing. So get some trashing. And don't forget, you can trash at Parker and the Man on Twitter with the hashtag TT. TT, that's four T's for you people counting T's tonight.
That's right. All right, 248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Detroit's 1130. WDFN the Fan. And, hey, John, with your 42, we're just getting started.
What did he say?
Him say.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Okay, come on. Get out of here. We got stuff to do. Enough with this Lima time or whoever wore 42. Throwing us off. Hey, Rob, you've been to this place, you live near it. It's 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley. I mean, when you want a good time, you hit 12 Mile. Plenty of parking in the back. That is the place to be. 24 Seconds Bar in Berkeley for all things sports.
John Davis and I were there for the big NCAA. We watched the Michigan game, right?
Michigan game.
Mark, they also, 24 Seconds has many local craft beers, including Shorts, Founders, Bell's, and Atwater. Plus, they have other craft beers as well.
And, you know, Bob likes to get the shuttles down there for Tiger games. Maybe not tonight because there's no Tiger game.
Take a sleigh down there tonight.
It's a Santa will pick you up, take you down there. But they do that all the time. They got the big flat screens, beautiful stuff, and some really good, if you're hungry, that's the place to be, too, at game time.
That's right. They got great food specials, including homemade mac and cheese their famous blackened tilapia. I like the chicken wings. I always have chicken wings and a Caesar salad with no croutons.
Give me the 24 Seconds pizza or that Philly cheesesteak, and I'm good to go, man. It's how
make
sports,
you want to come undone.
Absolutely. It's how sports were meant to be viewed. It's 24 Seconds Bar in Berkeley. You can check them out at 24secondsbar.com.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get 24 Second.
All right, so we have controversy as to who did wear the last 42 for the Tigers. I know Lima wore 42. Fernando Rodney did not. He was 56 when he was here. And Lima time was here twice. Lima was here back in 02, and I could have sworn he wore the same number he wore the first time he was around. But, hey, you know what? Our memories don't even go back to yesterday. How are we going to remember who wore the last 42?
If you are a parent, or you were a parent, and you had a kid, and they said, hey, your son's on the list to get a guaranteed contract in the NBA. Would you really tell your kid, oh, you should finish college? Won't you enjoy living in the dorms and having a college life? Or you should take guaranteed cheese?
I don't think there's any question when someone is told by the various scouts or the people that make decisions or the coaches that you are in the first round. even if you're bubbling near the first round, you have to take that chance. It may not come back the next year. You can't. You're not guaranteed that you're going to be better. What happens, and God forbid, we say this all the time, even look at McGarry. You know, Mitch McGarry still got a decision to make, but if McGarry had come out last year,
it's not even arguable.
He would have been a late first rounder.
He played so well in the NCAA
tournament.
And he
was the hot guy at the time.
Exactly. He probably played himself onto an NBA team. Now, as you look and you say, well, he was injured this year. And
he's damaged goods now, too.
Right?
No one wants to talk about how he's damaged goods.
And, Mark, the other thing is sometimes the more tape they get on you, the more flaws and the more things they look at. So when you have a hot run or people buzzed about you, that's when you make your move. I don't understand it.
Provolone or Swiss cheese?
Is that it? Hot cheese?
That's from EP.
Okay. He's a comedian now.
Right, everybody's a comedian. Everybody wants to appear at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle.
Okay.
You see how I use that and not Chuckle Hut anymore?
Okay, 248-848-1130. You know what I think it is, Mark? I'm just going to call it out as I see it.
Come on, give it to me.
I think people are just jealous. I really believe when I hear people talk about these kids are dumb, they shouldn't come out, they're not ready, blah, 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 blah. I just think it's a jealousy factor that they're sophomores or they're 18, 19, 20 years old.
So you don't put any credence in the idea that it's a fan base who doesn't want these good players to
leave? No, I think there's a jealousy factor.
More than the fact they don't want their teams to get worse. This Michigan team right now ain't close to what it would have been.
It's illogical to me. It's illogical how anybody could sit there and tell me.
You've held this banner up for years.
Mark, how many college degrees do I have? 2, right? And I started a PhD. I value education. I do. But I'm not a dummy from the standpoint of if my son came to me and said he wanted to stay in college for another year or whatever and not take that opportunity, I would look at him like he has a third eye. That he was crazy.
Mr. Funny Man is getting funnier all the time. He wants to know, how many championships do you have, though?
How many I have none.
Okay, Izzo. He's got one.
Wow.
He's ahead of you.
Wow. All right. But you get my point.
I do.
I think there's a jealousy factor.
I think people get younger and younger.
And they hate to see them getting these guaranteed money. Because, Mark, the longer you stay normally means what? They're guys who played 4 years, and you know what? A lot of those guys are bums. They're no good. They're not great.
I just want to hear one guy say, you know what? You're right, Rob. I'm just jealous of Nick Stauskas. I'm jealous.
I wish I never heard
somebody say that.
Because people won't admit it, but I believe that that's a problem, an issue.
I think they're jealous of anybody who makes a lot of money.
I think, but athletes, Mark, more than anybody. Not movie entertainers.
I'm jealous of Warren Buffett. You don't think I am?
Not musicians, but you know why, Mark?
Hold on, let me stand up right now and tell you I'm jealous of Bill Gates and Warren Buffett.
Yeah, but the difference is with those guys compared to athletics, is that we've all picked up a ball, we've all had a glove, we've all made a basket. We can relate closer than we can with making a movie. John, you've never made a movie. You can't think about making $20 million a picture and you're Will Smith because you never made a movie, am I right? I'm talking about a PG. I'm not talking about a rated R or triple X.
Oh, hey. See Dallas last night? There was a little softcore porn on that one last night. That's for another time. Oh, yeah. That was a little weird at TNT at 9 o'clock at night. Yes.
No, there was no soft porn.
Rob?
Was Adam West in it?
No, Adam West. Look, let's do this. We'll do that. We'll do this. Noah, hang tight. We'll get to you next. We got a sports
Adam
trip
West too. Was in soft porn after
I know,
Batman.
I know,
he couldn't work.
This Dallas episode, the last one of the season, it's a new Dallas.
All right, I want to hear from people. 248-848-1130 on this. I want to. Are people jealous? Are fans jealous?
I want to hear someone say I'm jealous of Nick Stauskas.
I want to hear it.
All right, Sports Night with Parker Demand. Sports Wrap next. Noah, hang tight. You'll be up, and we'll do so much more of this before we get a little trash talking in tonight. Because you know why?
It's a trash talking Twitter Tuesday. Yes.
Sports Night with Parker Demand. Mark and Rob, Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.